It's Get Well Wednesday. Brought to you by Crest. Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor today is Dr. Blue. He's a veterinarian who went to Tuskegee, my alma mater. Tuskegee, the prize.
Can we get to the matter at hand?
We pay the homage today. That's right.
Dogs want to get to the questions about the heat.
Good morning, Tom. Civil Day. How's everything going?
Hey, Dr. Blue.
On tips on keeping your pet safe and healthy during this hot summer weather.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, can they get sunburned?
Actually, dogs can get sunburned. You got a lot of people with dogs that are kind of naked, if you will, you know, and they do sell sunscreen for dogs.
Really?
You pick up the test. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know,
is this for the hairless variety?
Yeah. You got the American hairless, the Mexican hairless, and then you also got some cats that look like that. You know, your stink. Your Peter Ball, so you definitely can get sunburn. You don't want to leave them out there in the sun too long.
And what SPF factor are you looking at there, Doc, for the dogs?
Well, you know, you may have different ones at the pet shops you can go to and figure that all out, but, you know, like the SPF 15s and things like that. You want to make sure it's pet safe, though.
Really?
The thing what about a hot cat? What about a hot cat? How do you... What, Sybil? What?
I'll go a hot cat. You might want to leave a hot cat in the house.
He likes to take his out, Doc.
Is it ever okay to leave your pets in the car?
No, it isn't. You know, we treat our pets just like we treat our children. You know, you wouldn't leave a kid in a hot car. You wouldn't do that to a pet. They actually, pets probably have a lot more difficulty breathing in the heat than we do. So, especially everybody likes bulldogs. You know, we call them a brachiocephalic, but short, the little short face, like in the Boston Terriers. But they can't exchange oxygen that well. They always
right
breathing like that. They don't do well in heat. So, you want to make sure you got those guys cool.
I often worry about. I'm a godmother of dogs. I don't have dogs my own, but I love them. But I worry about the heat coming off of the pavement on their poor little paws.
Absolutely. You know, I lived in Las Vegas for about 6 years, and you walk outside, the asphalt is just sticky as can be.
Mm-hmm.
So you literally can get those paws to touch that pavement and burn it right off. You know, if you don't believe me, just walk out there barefoot yourself. You'll figure it out.
So what do you do to keep your pet's paws cool?
Shoes on or something?
Well, they actually do have shoes you can buy, but I don't know how practical that is for everybody. So I usually recommend pick a good time of day, early morning. Late evening, you know, make sure we got them on grass or something like that if it's possible.
And not walking on the sidewalk, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to be on sidewalk or asphalt where it's just too hot for the paw.
Heat stress. What are some of the signs of heat stress?
Heat stress. Make sure your dogs are, you know, not out in the sun, just, you know, blistering all day long. And make sure they have a lot of fluid during the summer. You know, your dog's outside, they're panting real heavy. That's when they... breathing really fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you have issues, the dog's just not responsive. A lot of times, dogs will just, you know, literally roll over on their side and be comatose. Mm-hmm. You know, those are going to be your signs of heat stress. And then things that will happen after that are sometimes you'll have diarrhea,
really?
Just not responsive, you know. You want to be very careful with heat stress. It's a real deal. I see it all the time.
And even if you don't have house dogs, you know, a lot of people just prefer to keep their animals outside. Make sure that they have some shade and keep that water all day long.
Absolutely. You want to make sure they have a doghouse that they can go in that keeps the heat off of them. Make sure that they're not flipping their water bowls over. That's a bad thing. People think that you put water outside and they have it. Well, dogs like to play with water bowls. They'll flip the bowl over and then go with water all day. So if you're able to keep your pet indoors, that's much better than keeping them outdoors, especially living here in Texas. It gets nice and steamy here.
You're in Houston.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, man. Man, that's really hot.
Yeah, it gets nice and hot here, especially around July and August.
Yep.
That's what it peaks.
And 4th of July weekend and feeding
fireworks.
Firecrackers.
Firecrackers and hot dogs and feeding your dogs the scraps from your cookout,
coleslaw and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
coleslaw.
No, whatever drops, they'll eat it. Yeah, it falls.
You know, bad that the coleslaw make a human sick. So you want to be real careful with that one. But it's somewhere. You know, as far as the 4th of July goes, yes, absolutely, you guys are right. You know, you want to be very careful with fireworks popping off or anybody shooting guns. You know, it could scare the dog. So, you know, making sure that either you're there or if you know you have a dog that's nervous about fireworks, making sure that we're keeping those guys in the house. And you can always ask your veterinarian for tips on sedating them. That's always a good
thing. Can you do like you do with the kids? Give them a little Benadryl?
Yeah, you can do about a
and what can you do for a bad Q dog, sir? What can you do for that?
hey,
wants to get his hop on the 4th of July.
Nothing wrong with a Q dog. Nothing wrong with a Q dog. Hey, Qs.
No problem with the Qs, man. But, you know, other things is, like you said, the hot dogs, the barbecue. Any of that stuff fall on the ground, make sure the dog's not picking it up. They can't get pancreatitis and GI upset, so be careful with that.
Dr. Blue's going to be with us till the bottom of the hour, and he'll be answering your questions about your pets at 646464. Get well Wednesday. Thank you, homie.
Thanks so much, Dr. Blue.
Thank you all for having me. A blessing to be on the show.
All right.
All right, sir.